We are still feeling the pain at the pump as oil prices continue to surge. And President Obama says the rising prices have a lot to do with tensions tied to Iran's nuclear program.
Iran is the world's third largest oil exporter. And joining us live to talk more about it, editor-at-large for CBSMoneyWatch.com, Jill Schlesinger. Hiya, Jill.
Good afternoon.
So it costs a lot of money to fill the car up these days.
Yeah, $3.87 in Washington, D.C., according to my guesstimates. All right, actually, it's real. It's 20 cents higher than a month ago. The president is partially right. Not that I want to diss the president. I mean, especially on a Washington, D.C. station like yours. But, you know, I'd say halfway right. Look back to October. The price of crude oil was trading at $75 a barrel. Now, that was pretty awful. And the reason it was down so low is that everyone was really freaked out about Europe, worried that they were going to take us down into a second recession. And so remember, the stock market was down. Oil prices were down, and people were really worried. So then over the course, I would say, between October and the beginning of February, we saw crude oil climb $75 to $95. So those $20 represents what I would say is real recovery. The economy doing better, data better than expected, manufacturing increasing, demand from India and China. All those things are actually good things. And I think that if we were still at $95, everyone would be fine. The price of gas would be up, but it wouldn't be this high. Tack on the last month, and you see that the real worry about Iran, uncertainty in the Middle East, has created another $10 to $15 of fear into the crude oil market, and that has pushed oil prices and gas prices up. That's that last $15 is really critical here. That's the speculative nature of it.
Well, if this extra $15 lasts for more than a month or so, then what kind of long-term damage do we have to our economy?
Yeah, that's the bad part, because if we start to see that nationally prices go up to $4, you know, it's bad on the East Coast and it's bad on the West Coast, but in the middle there is still a little bit more relief. But if we see that nationally prices get up to $4, that's when consumers pull back. That's when people start filling up their cars and saying, hey, you know what, maybe I won't go out to lunch. Oh, you know what, I don't really think I should go to the movies. Or, you know what, I'm just going to hang out today. That's bad for the economy. Economists that I speak to say it usually has to last for a couple of months. You remember last week that Ben Bernanke said that this is transitory. And the reason he's saying that is he doesn't think that things in Iran are going to have long-lasting effect on the market. The problem is if they do, it will hurt the economy.
All right. Thank you, Jill.
Take care.
Jill is the editor-at-large for CBSMoneyWatch.com. And for more, go to MoneyWatch.com.